my great honor to introduce to you one of the two elected officials of the South Central Farm. Rufina Juarez has been working night and day for the last 3 years to organize her community in Los Angeles in support of the South Central farmers. Today is the first time that any farmer has gone outside of Los Angeles to share, and Rufina flew in late last night so that she could be with us today, because today is about connecting all of the organizations and amazing people who are here and who believe in this cause. So please help me in welcoming Rufina Juarez to tell us about the South Central Farm. Give it up, give it up.
Buenos dias. Good morning. I want to say thank you for the beautiful introduction, that I'm here to deliver a message. I would like to start off by thanking all the different organizations that are putting all over the world different actions. Started Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We want to take it all the way to Monday. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story about the environment and people. I see a lot of people are enjoying good meals right now, sitting in your table with your children, picking probably some of the best organic food grown in the area or with local farmers. This story started 14 years ago on a farm located at 41st and Alameda in a place known as South Central, where 300 to 350 families started growing that little seed that developed into growing serious food. It moved from being a community garden to a farm. A farm in the middle of an industrialized area. Everything was fine till 2003, we received our first notice that we were evicted. Everybody seemed that it was seemed pretty okay with a project that was supposed to end. And we started questioning, why is it ending? Did you get a letter? Were you informed? This is unbelievable. There was only a letter, no more bigger than this sheet of paper, that was posted. It was posted in English, when 90% of the people who farm speak Spanish, and maybe another percent doesn't read or write. And then we have another percent that only speaks their indigenous language. That was a slap on the face. So we started asking questions. We say, do you want to go? And people said no. Did somebody tell you? And they said no. Do you want to go? No. Did you know that you had to leave? No. Well, then somebody didn't inform you. No. So we started organizing. At least that's what they said we were doing. We were organizing. And we started having meetings. And the people said, no, we don't want to go. Let's ask questions. And that's what we did. In order to empower a community, you have to do your own investigation. You have to do your own research. You do not depend on a letter that's posted. And that's what we did. So we found out later on that nobody had been informed in the community, and that things were going on way before. So we said, we're not going, and we took our first march out into the streets. We didn't have a permit, but we were going to deliver a message. We started distributing food around the area, and people didn't even know that this place was going to be shut down. We went to our first environmental hearing, at least that's what they call it. And we started questioning, and we started talking about lack of food in the area. And we started seeing that, you know, there's more liquor stores than food stores in the area. And the food that's carried is cheap food. We call that comida chatarra. Food that's high in caloric intake, no nutritional value. And we started seeing, why do we serve 3,000 people on a weekend with the food that's grown? We have more than 100 medicinal plants, and there was a community, and there was a farmer's market that we would have Saturday and Sunday, and the place is open from sunrise to sunset. All that was going to be destroyed. We knocked on every door you could think of, and they said, it's impossible. You will have to be moved. We stayed there 3 years because we said we were not going to go anywhere. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos has been our theme. And we started spreading the word, and we started going to every single council meeting. We have a delegation of farmers that go every week, and every week it's the same thing. They ignore poor people of color and people who bring needs to the table, to remind them of what's going on in our community, that our children have one of the highest rates of obesity at the age of 8, or that the youngest child has been diagnosed with diabetes under a year old. That is what's going on in our community. And the plants that we're growing, from chipilin to zucchinis, to papayas, to pipicha, to you name it, we have it. With different medicinal plants that serve the community. We were there for 3 years, and as you know, July 5th, the bulldozers came in. That was this week. We had set up a camp before that for 23 days where we had our sister, Julia, who came up to the tree. We also had John Quigley. We had a lot of supporters. Everybody was there, ready to fight, because there is one human rights issue, and it's the right to feed your children good, healthy, organic food. Now, I was telling my sister right now, look at what happens when you're not connected to the earth, when you're not connected to the food that you bring. We have to depend on people to bring it to us. Why can't we use this space to have it as a park and also to grow your food at the same time? Why can't we work, eat, play, and pray around land? And those are the concepts that we have been pushing for 14 years and that our traditional people have been pushing all their lives. We believe in having sustainable communities, but the only way you could have a sustainable community is that if you have the people that carry that traditional knowledge sitting at the table. That's what it takes to have a community that flourishes, and it continues to have what is known as cultural. Now I think they call that cultural continuity. This has been our struggle. It has been a hard struggle. This farm was not born 3 years ago. This farm was there 14 years ago. The main leadership have been women. That's to no surprise. Women are the organizers from birth. I'm humbled by the people here who have taken that time to organize and send that message. I know we have a different presenters today, so I want to say thank you for the people who are here. And I think later on I will continue to tell this story about people and the environment. From my heart, I want to say thank you. Thank you to all the different organizations and the people who come out and support the local farmers. Please support farming in your area. Let's get unused to opening that refrigerator. Let's get more in touch with what we put in our mouth. Thank you.